Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. Really happy about today's guest. Dr. Anthony Jay has been with us in the past, and it was always delightful. Today we're going to be talking about genetics and how that affects a program of what you do with exercise, nutrition, and so on. And we're going to talk about his research into stem cells in another part of the program. The blog this week was following up on last week's Bill Sardi show. Almost always need to have a review because, especially if we take listener calls, because we get so many different topics and he rattles things off. And it's nice to know that he can do that, but if you're driving or you can't write that fast, I try to do a review. And we talked about in the questions, some of them had not gotten on the, I don't know, there's a frog, sorry, hadn't gotten on the radio. There's one on tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. We had a question on vein health. Whether or not you can take Longevinex Advantage with other supplements, the difference between Garlinex and Garlagest, and what to do if on a blood test your ALT level is high. Is calcium supplementation necessary? What to do for diabetic neuropathy, schizophrenia, and another combination question about if you're taking Longevinex and Molecular Multi, do you also need quercetin for allergies this time of the year? And finally, one on zinc supplements. Are they blocked and ordinarily? And then how do you avoid that? That's not all. There was one more, but I need to apologize for it. The first one was, I have heard Gonzaga in the news a lot lately. Bill, what do you recommend? And then in parentheses after that, oops, turns out that name isn't something you get a shot for prior to visiting the tropics. It's a fine university with an outstanding basketball team. And indeed, I watched the Final Four, and what a heart-stopping game that was. Gonzaga is incredible. And one of their players, I should acknowledge, being that we're here in the DFW area, is Drew Timmy, who's a forward on that team. He's from Richardson. And congratulate Baylor, our Texas Baylor Bears, for their win. These guys are just in such a wonderful condition. I think we'll talk a little bit about Dr. J, about how some of the sports figures that he counsels get that way. And of course, we got the Masters coming up this weekend, and it just won't be the same without Tiger Woods there. I can't help but think every time I hear a report on his condition, I hope he's taking stem cell therapy, because it would certainly speed up getting that leg and ankle back together right. That's enough sports for now. We'll be right back with Nutrition and Health. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. Well, I hope the frog has cleared. The drive in this morning, I'm sure I encounter all manner of pollen and things this time of the year, and I just didn't spend enough time here in the studio with my negative ion generator to get that cleared up, and I probably need to start on my usual allergy things, the quercetin, nettles, and upping the vitamin C and so on, so that I'm more resistant to that. On the subject of stem cells that I mentioned at the end of the opener, this past week I was delighted to meet Bruce and Enid, who are listeners in Tucson, Arizona. They had driven 2 days to the Achieve Vitality Clinic for their Infinity Cell Therapy, and I was happy to meet them. It was just delightful to know that we know at least two people that are listening in Tucson, Arizona. Hopefully there are a lot more of you. Send us an email so we'll know you're out there. My guest today was on a couple of times before. Back in January, he was on, and I put a link to this in the archives where you can listen to it. He was talking about the fake estrogens that are contaminating our environment and a lot of our consumer products, and what that's doing to make us fat, sick, and infertile. And I wrote a blog following up some of the details of that. The links are in the archive description. He is a PhD researcher. He researches not only stem cells, but epigenetics. Those are the various things that influence how our genes behave. And also looks into infrared light at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He's also the president and CEO of AJ Consulting Company. They do DNA analysis and then coach based on that results to improve the diet, sleep, and training of consumers or athletes. And that's what we're going to talk about in the first half of the show. In the last half, I have some questions about stem cells based on his research. And joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, you passed the test the first two times, so you're back by popular demand. Let's start with something people are hearing in the news, the mRNA vaccines and the DNA itself. What is the difference between those two so that we can sort that out?
Right. Yeah, the DNA is what I analyze when I do DNA consulting through my consulting company. And that's basically your genetic code. You have 3 billion base pairs of DNA. And, of course, you can get it. You can get some of it sequenced through 23andMe, Ancestry. You know, they do the SNPs. It's called SNPs. But, you know, when Ancestry and 23andMe do it, it's over 650,000 SNPs. So it's still a lot of information about your genes. But the mRNA is different because the DNA is like your blueprint. It's like your code. And then that gets decoded to mRNA, and then that gets further decoded into proteins which act in your cell. So it's like a three-step process in your cell, from taking the blueprint, taking the code, and making proteins, and the mRNA is the intermediate between those two processes.
And another definition that would probably be helpful, epigenetics. What does that mean?
I
gave an offhand explanation, but I know you can do it a lot better.
Well, it just means marks on your DNA, technically. My favorite analogy is musical notes. If you've got a melody for a song, that's like your DNA. But you can add chords to that melody. You can add more notes on top of that melody, and that's your epigenetics. So you have additional notes. Those actually get passed on to future generations, which is really interesting. And so there's definitely a difference between genetics and epigenetics.
And we have more control over the epigenetics, presumably, because we already done got the DNA, and that's going to be there until they start trying to alter it for us. But the epigenetics are things like if we're undernourished and a mom doesn't have enough zinc, for example, that might affect generations to come because it's sending, it's adding these added notes to the melody. Which is a great analogy.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So, just for I promised Dr. J we wouldn't get into a discussion of vaccines because we'd be here all day, and I don't want to get him in trouble with Mayo Clinic by getting off of the path here. But just for me to the listeners, what the vaccines do, this type that's the mRNA, it's changing some of the message that goes back to how the genes operate and has them make the protein that is like what it's like what the virus creates. So the immune system is on the alert for it. My personal worry is that it does that for all of your cells, and so if you get exposed after you've had your second shot later on down the line, is the immune system likely to overreact and start attacking things that aren't the enemy? And I think that'll get sorted out in time, but we haven't had that time yet. So questions remain among many people who then are not allowed to talk about it because that's the norm is we're going to get vaccinated or else. So don't associate that with Dr. J. He did not sign off on any of that rambling. He just explained what the science says about how our genes work. So you, when you do your genetic testing, did I take from your comments that you look at a lot broader range than what the ones just looking for ancestry, the commercial services do?
Exactly. Yeah. Almost everybody who pays extra money. So everybody gets Ancestry reports from 23andMe or Ancestry.com, but almost everybody who pays extra money for their health reports is disappointed. They don't find much value. And there's a ton of information there. So what I do when I do DNA analysis is I separate it into five categories and I look at brain genes. So how do we optimize your brain? Look at diet genes. How do we optimize your diet based on your DNA? We looked at detox, vitamins, hormones, detox, how your body breaks things down. Another section to look at is how's training. I call it the gym section. And then finally the sleep. How are your sleep genes? And the main goal is to fix them. You know, I want to find the bad genes and then figure out how to fix them.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking at a significant part of that $3 billion, I assume you must have some computer help.
Oh, yeah. I have my own software I created.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned athletes. Have you worked with professional athletes and made changes that reflected in their performance?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I was doing a consult with a famous NFL kicker one time, and we'll talk about stem cells later, but he actually had a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in the background in his living room in his giant house. And I actually have a contract with the Special Forces, too. I do a lot of DNA consults for the Special Forces, for their operators, and of course, we keep it all very anonymous and use aliases and all of this. But yeah, I do a lot of pro athletes, a lot of, you know, high performing individuals and just normal consumers, like you mentioned earlier.
Well, this would be a more interesting show if we didn't have HIPAA and you could actually tell us who those people were. But I think we'll just take your word for it. And what about consumers? What's a maybe a typical experience?
Yeah, well, for example, sometimes people have heart disease risk genes that are just lurking in their genetics, and they don't have any idea. And you can very precisely address those issues and prevent the heart disease, which is much better than waiting until you get a heart attack or waiting until you have plaques in your arteries. And there's a lot of examples like that. Alzheimer's is another good example where it's much better to prevent Alzheimer's than to try and reverse it at some point. And the joints are the same way. People have joint pain, much better to prevent that pain from happening in the first place than to try and reverse it.
There's a good reason for that. Oh, by the way, I just figured out this negative ion generator has a USB outlet on it, so I could have plugged it in the car. I'm going to try that next week. The phone number here is 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. If you have a question for Dr. J, we'll be right back after these messages. I think it really is interesting how much control we have, and diseases are really fairly small part of the actual DNA. It's mostly what you do with that DNA. So we'll learn more from Dr. J when we come back after these sponsor messages.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Anthony G.J., Ph.D., is a researcher connected with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He is also president and CEO of AJ Consulting Company that does DNA analysis and coaching to personalize a consumer or athlete's diet, sleep, and training. And I should mention that I noticed currently the DNA analysis portion is being offered at half price, so that's a good place to get started. And, of course, you want to know what to do with that information, and that's where the counseling part comes in. We were talking about one of your examples of how consumer can look at heart risk and so on, and you can modify the risk factors so that they don't turn into statistics by changing the diet and lifestyle and so on. One that concerns me a little bit is when people, women particularly, get genetic news about their risk for a breast cancer, they tend to react with great alarm and run out and have both of their breasts removed. Have you run into this situation? I'm sure you have. And any happier resolutions?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I've run into people that do that and think that way. And it's unfortunate because, you know, our ancestors didn't have that problem and didn't have that option. And a lot of it has to do with those artificial estrogens. And if people haven't heard that episode, they should go back to your show and your show notes and listen to that discussion we had specifically about BPA and phthalates and all these plastic chemicals and fragrance chemicals that act like estrogen. And then, you know, if you have those genes, you want to be particularly cautious. If you don't have those genes, you can get away with a lot more of those estrogen exposures. They're still not, they're not great for people. They're not good for your health, but, you know, that's really an important target. And saunas, by the way, are really effective also. They've done studies, they call them BUS studies, blood, urine, and sweat. And they show that people barely pee any of those chemicals out, like phthalates and BPA. But then they test it, have them go in a sauna, and they test their sweat. And those same people that were not urinating out these chemicals are sweating out a ton of them.
Yeah, that's why it's a kind of an oily sweat. It's not the same kind of sweat you get from running around the block.
Yeah.
We might have a little time at the end to talk about infrared, because I know that's another one of your interest areas. But give us another example. I think the heart disease and the cancer. What about diabetes? Does that also show up in the genes?
Oh, yeah. In fact, most people have diabetes risk genes. So I generally say that's an indicator that most people shouldn't be eating a high-carb diet. And I mean like 95% of people. Every once in a while, you come across somebody who has amazing genes for handling carbs, and they can eat loads of carbs and not get overweight and all this. But that's very unusual. And, of course, those people think everybody should be able to eat lots of carbs and lose weight. But that's the exception, not the rule. Heart disease is even more interesting, too, because, you know, there's actually some people don't have any heart disease risk genes. And, of course, smoking and other things can still give you heart disease if you try hard enough. But, you know, but then you bump into people with some real risks, like, for example, lectin sensitivities and things like this, or homocysteine issues. And the doctors aren't checking their homocysteine. They have no reason to, you know, but you come up with some of these risk genes. And again, it's better to prevent that from happening. But I've actually seen people reverse their plaques in their arteries. And what's crazy about that is when you go to the conventional cardiologist, they'll tell you that's impossible. In fact, I had a guy within 6 weeks, he reversed his plaque. He had a bunch of plaque for decades measured by a calcium CT scan in his arteries. And I had him strictly change his diet based on his DNA and do some real extreme stuff. Nothing outlandish, but again, very precise based on his genetics. And his CT scan went from an 80 down to a 0. And the doctor didn't believe it. So he had him come back the next week and retest to to see if he had plaques in his arteries, and it came back zero once again. He thought the machine was broken because he'd never seen that before. And
that's,
I see it all
called
the time,
the calcium
which is
crazy. Score.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can do amazing things even if you already have some of these issues. And it's not just the statins. You know, the cardiologists just want to put everybody on statins for the most part. There's good ones out there that aren't like that, but it seems to be just the standard practice when you can be much more specific. Sometimes it's sugar. You know, just having a blood sugar that's high gives you a threefold higher risk of heart disease. So sometimes people just need to pay attention to their sugar and their blood sugar and get it down below 85. I like to see people optimized, not just normal and not just okay.
Well, yes, because you want to be resilient. You don't know what might hit you in the future, and the more you have all of those things lined up on your side, the better off you are. I would imagine that besides the pressure, I mean the enormous pressure from top to bottom in the system on medicine to prescribe pharmaceuticals and the financial incentives to do so, that a lot of it is that people don't want to make changes. They're willing to take a change to swallow a pill. They're not willing to improve their diet or exercise. So I would think one benefit of having the genetic testing is you have something really graphic, specific to go on that can say, oh, yeah, well, this isn't just a theory. This is me.
Exactly. Yeah, it's much more precise, so you're not just guessing. And I'm not a fan of over-restricting. I don't think people, you know, have to over-restrict their diets and things and do all these extreme eliminations and just juice fasting and all this unless you have to. Most people don't need to do really extreme things. It's usually the more precise, the better, because then you can live your life, have a high quality of life, have more fun, more enjoyment, and stay healthy at the same time, which is obviously the goal.
Yes, it isn't about living longer, it's living healthy longer.
That makes
the most sense. Mm-hmm. Well, how about supplementation? Is that something that when you look at the genetic profile, you can say, well, here's a weakness in this area, and one of the things that you can do is bump up the nutrition on that particular point more than what's in the standard American diet or the improved standard
Correct.
American diet?
Certainly, yeah. A lot of people, for example, they have sleep genes that are very dependent on magnesium. I'm a huge fan of taking magnesium in the evening for those people, especially because 70% of Americans are suboptimal, arguably even completely deficient in magnesium because our soil quality has gotten so bad. Different topic for a different day, but you know, it really helps people sleep when they take magnesium when they have those genes, for example. Or there's certainly a bunch of vitamin D risk genes that a lot of people have, and they should be on some vitamin D supplementation. And even if the doctor's telling you that it's normal, you know, like you look at your blood test, the normal range for vitamin D is 30 to 100, and the average American is 30, and I consider that really terrible. I consider that pretty abysmal. I like to see people above 50. And again, I'm going for optimal, not just normal. But they've done studies on hunter-gathering tribes, and everybody in those tribes is between 70 and 100. I've looked at the blood work, and those people all have six-packs. They have no plaque in their arteries, no plaque in their brain. I mean, a lot of them have parasites, unfortunately, but they're unbelievably healthy aside from that.
Well, that fits right in with what we recommend on the show, which is being above 70 and curling a lip when you see 30 as normal on the blood test report. So that's perfect. And the magnesium, we've talked about that. Some people call me the magnesium queen because wind her up and she'll mention magnesium regard to something, because it's just involved in hundreds and hundreds of enzyme systems in the body. So that one thing, if you're low in it, can just really upset the apple cart anywhere along the road.
Exactly.
And at night, I like magnesium 3 and 8 or Magteen, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's more likely to calm you down and not give you diarrhea. We'll be right back with Dr. J.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on hbnshow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Winneken handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info at hbnshow.com. Info at hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
And we're back. My guest is Dr. Anthony J, and I've decided I need to put the Anthony in there because I don't want people to think when I say Dr. J that I'm talking to a rapper. He is a researcher with the Mayo Clinic, and he's CEO of AJ Consulting Company, which we've been talking about in the first part of the program about the genetic testing and making your program, whatever you do daily, be it how you sleep, how you eat, how you exercise, all those things that make us who we are, make sure that they're on a path that's compatible with optimizing the genetic potential that you have. And the best thing is to go to get the archive of today's show and click on listen at hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, and you'll see archives. When you go to today's, you'll have a direct link to AJ Consulting, but what is the URL in case somebody just wants to jot that down?
Yeah, I just generally use www.ajcco.com, AJCCO, but you can also spell out ajconsultingcompany.com. It's not very memorable, but it's just what I have.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, thanks.
We talked about a number of things that and these are great examples. I really think it'd be good if you gave us a couple more, but let's talk to Sally in Oklahoma. She has a question. Maybe that'll give you a opportunity.
Yes, thank you.
Hi,
for
Sally.
Taking my call. Hi.
Sure.
You said that plaque could be reversed, and could you be more specific? I was told by a physician that taking niacin and red yeast rice could keep the plaque from building up, but not reverse it. And if that's true, how many milligrams of niacin and do you understand my question?
Yes.
Well,
sadly,
sure.
I don't. Dr. J isn't going to practice medicine over the radio. I don't want to put him in that position. But
okay.
If there's something that you have seen in your research or experience that would be helpful to answering this question, then go for it.
Yeah. Well, of course, red yeast is basically a statin. It's just a natural statin. So what they're effectively looking at is putting you on statins, which we mentioned already. And then, of course, niacin also lowers certain forms of cholesterol and things like that. But there's better strategies that are more precise based on people's genetic and diet. But in certain cases, some people need to get on statins. It's rare. I don't think everybody should be on statins. Some scientists argue that we should put statins in the drinking water and all this, and I think that's completely ridiculous. I think at the end of the day, you have to look at diet and customize it, you know, again, because to say like, oh, red yeast or niacin or this or that or whatever is going to even stop your plaques from progressing, even that's a bit questionable and depends on the person, of course. So it's very customized and personalized when you start talking about specific situations, and that's the whole purpose of doing DNA analysis.
Well, thank you for your question, Sally. And I think it's one thing that we've got to be aware of is, although on Healthy by Nature, as the name implies, we're looking for things that are natural, the most natural thing is to keep your body in balance so you don't need medicine or specifically targeted nutrients that are treated like medicines, which is what's happening with red yeast rice and niacin, is because doctors have come to recognize that they have a certain effect. But what if the problem really traced back to blood sugar levels or a low vitamin D or something? You're not treating the real imbalance that caused the original insult. So we like to get down to the root of things, and you can't get any further down than looking at your genes and what they're telling you about how to behave.
Exactly. 100% agree.
Well, when we get to the point where we've got a serious problem, and or even before that, if we want to be proactive ahead of time, I'm a big believer in stem cell therapy, and I know you've done research on that, so you're not here to promote any particular brand or anything like that, but I just want to know from the research what your conclusion is about stem cells. And you were on the line, but I don't know if you heard my little sports section at the beginning. I mentioned Tiger Wood and how the first thing came to mind when they showed the picture of his ankle was, boy, I hope he's getting stem cell therapy. Is that an indication for you that you would do that?
Right. I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, stem cells are phenomenal at homing in on inflammation. So when you have sites of active inflammation in your body, they're very good at finding those sites and diving in there and secreting whatever factors are necessary to cause healing. And that's very customized. And that's the beauty of having stem cells, is they know how to customize that in the context of your own body. Now, the problem with a lot of stem cells, you know, people eat McDonald's, they're not living a healthy lifestyle, and their stem cells are fairly weak and not particularly healthy. So there's different levels of how healthy your stem cells are, how healthy some donor stem cells are, and things like that. And then the other aspect is, as we age, our stem cells decline. So a newborn baby has 1 in every 10,000 cells is a stem cell. But by the time you're 80, it's one in every 2 million cells is a stem cell. So it just steadily declines. There's no cliff that it drops off, but it just slowly kind of declines.
It kind of becomes Where's Waldo?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you know this because, you know, like my four-year-old, if she falls and skins her knee, it heals so fast. It's shocking, you know, if you look at it the next day. Whereas even if I have that happen, it takes a while to heal, and with age, it gets worse. So it becomes more important, I think, with age to upgrade your stem cells, to increase your stem cells, find different things to do that.
Oh, well, we've been an advocate for a long time, and in my research I found what I think are the most pure and potent. I've had the opportunity to get my own stem cells back, and I said, no, thank you. I think they're kind of tired. Let's get some new ones from a healthy baby, their umbilical cord. I like that better than some of the other sources, the amniotic fluid and the placenta or whatever, because I think it's cleaner. Is that something that
right.
you found as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got a few more questions, including you say McDonald's might be one of the things that we're doing, depending on what you order off the menu, what you're doing that are making your own stem cells less prevalent and less active. Maybe we can find some more of those things. And what can we do that you have found that boosts them? So stay with us. My guest is Dr. Anthony Jay. He's a researcher and an expert in using your genetics to customize a program for you, something that you can do. And you can go to the archive of today's show, hbnshow.com, click listen. There's a direct link, and I'll put it, make sure there's a phone number.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Wouldn't you like to increase your energy level and kickstart your natural healing power? Imagine reduced pain, less bloating, and enjoying a restful night's sleep. Maybe you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or perhaps you have loved ones who struggle with indigestion, Alzheimer's, concussion, or other discomforts. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Body Light Pad. Over 300 studies show how a special type of light helps with all those issues and more. This special light therapy helps by improving blood circulation and reducing inflammation. Those actions, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To request studies that pertain to your particular interest or to learn about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we are here to help you enhance, strengthen, and improve your whole body health with our flexible body light pad. Call 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102. 1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
During the break, I just thought I'd be fair to McDonald's, went to their menu, and I thought I would throw out what are some healthy options there. They may be there. I couldn't find them. What I found, anything that looked good to me was something that probably I shouldn't have if I'm worried about my blood sugar. And although you can do it, you can order a hamburger and throw away the bun and don't put ketchup on it. That's not what people do, because what tastes good and what's convenient is not like that. And what looks really good are the world-famous French fries and the desserts and the shakes. So I think we can put that one to rest. It's not just McDonald's. It's any of that crew, some being better than others. But real food that you make at home is probably best, but you can find restaurants where they have actual vegetables and high protein without all the high carb. What, Dr. Anthony J., what are some of the other things that we're doing that are annoying our precious stem cells?
Yeah, well, I think anything that is chronically causing inflammation is a problem. People can measure this with their C-reactive protein, CRP. That at least is one marker. It's not the whole picture, but it helps. And an example of that is my daughter got into some poison ivy last summer, and her CRP went from like 0.5 all the way up to 8. But sometimes my clients, when I'm talking to them, they have blood work, they talk to me about it, and their CRP is 8 all the time. And it's basically like their body is in a state of poison ivy chronically. And it's usually lack of sleep, it's stress, it's eating junk food or food they shouldn't be eating. It's eating too many meals every day, just constantly every 3 hours eating. I mean, the basics, right? Not even getting out in the sunshine helps. Obviously, don't get burned. That burning sunburn causes chronic inflammation, but you know, if you just get a reasonable amount, you're increasing vitamin D, you're increasing your breakdown of bilirubin, so that doesn't build up in your body. There's a lot of detox pathways that are activated from sunshine. I mean, a good example of that is if you have a tattoo and you go out in the sun, you have to put sunscreen on it because it breaks it down, you know, because those are big heavy metal particles under your skin when you have tattoos, and those get broken down in sunshine. So things like that, just the really basics, are a really good step in the right direction to start with.
And in the DNA testing that you do, do you look at food compatibility in the sense of food sensitivities?
Yeah, as far as I can. There's not a lot of genes relating to specific food sensitivities, but gluten definitely comes up. There's definitely some celiac risk genes. And then there's genes for just general risk of food sensitivities, meaning you're more at risk to get any type of food sensitivity. And it usually snowballs, you know, it usually starts with one and then you get another one and then you get another one, and you got to go back to the root and heal your gut, because once you have holes in your gut lining, once you have leaky gut, you've got food particles coming into your bloodstream, your immune system is attacking them from all different directions. So it's definitely, you know, dairy sensitivity genes definitely come up, gluten sensitivity genes. There's a whole bunch of other ones. But usually it's, you know, it's just general risks for gut issues.
And if you have leaky gut, you also have leaky brain. So that brings up a whole another topic for another show.
Right.
Joan in Dallas has a question that ties both of these subjects together. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Okay, my question is could you talk a little bit about stem cells and the gut? And I would like you to address like the irritable bowel syndrome or food allergies and that kind of thing. Thank you.
Okay,
right.
Well, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
You know, all we need is another hour,
yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, yeah, IBS, I mean, it's basically when people feel like they don't have to go to the bathroom and all of a sudden, oomph, it hits them like a rock and they got to go immediately. It's an emergency. And there's a lot of stem cells in your gut. In fact, probably most of your stem cells in your body, you know, the sheer quantity of them are predominantly around your gut, because that's where a lot of action, you know, activity is going on with bad gut bacteria, good gut bacteria. There's a lot of battles going on down in there, and a lot of potential for inflammation that needs to be healed. And some people, you know, it really helps if you intermittent fast, if you skip breakfast. I know a lot of doctors say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I like to say breakfast is the most important meal of the day to skip, because your gut oftentimes needs time to heal. You're forming little cracks. It's like having cracks in your sidewalk. It takes time to heal those cracks. Some people have potholes in their gut. It takes even longer to heal those potholes. Now, it depends on the different people. Everybody's different, but, you know, that's one place to start looking into and talk to your doctor about that specifically. But also, different types of foods are notorious for being more problematic and harsh on your gut lining.
And things like antibiotics and so on, anything that upsets the microbiome that are there to kind of keep the peace. Stem cells, you're talking about, you brought up potholes and cracks. When you use stem cells, particularly the umbilical cord, human umbilical cord stem cells, you're replenishing the road crews that go around and repair everything. You are dealing with your own personal infrastructure. And yeah, right. We're not going to go down that road either, but no pun intended. We will be right back with just about 3 minutes to wrap this up. And I know we're going to have you back. Breaks my heart. Kidding.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. the natural digestive supplement. GarlaGest is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that GarlaGest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to GarlaGest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit GarlaGest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Quick note, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that Enid and Bruce had driven to Dallas for 2 days from Tucson. I just want folks to know you don't have to get to, although there are some resources to help make that possible, you do not have to get to DFW, because if you go to the website, hbnshow.com, I can point you to how to find out where there's somebody that does it correctly in your area. And it's hbnshow.com. From the menu, click library. In the medicine section, there is an article on stem cells. That might be the easiest place to start. Well, Dr. Anthony J., I was kidding about resisting having you back. I've already figured out the topic for the next time. And so you're just such a versatile resource. It's hard to get it all corralled into one show. And one last question I have on umbilical cord stem cell therapy is, because they're attracted to, I guess, the inflammation and the degeneration and imbalances call attention to themselves, that stem cells go there. What about taking anti-inflammatory drugs after you've had, or even right before you've had, stem cell therapy? Does that cause them to be disoriented and go somewhere else?
Yeah, there's different schools of thoughts on this. I think yes. I think the answer is yes. It causes them to be disoriented. I don't recommend it. Some people do recommend it. I think what is recommended, though, is, you know, don't go into the gym and work out and things like that, which can also confuse them. Like, take a rest after you get stem cells. But yeah, I think stay off of the anti-inflammatories. Again, there's not a general consensus on that, but I think that's my opinion on that.
I do have to wonder, though, about some of the natural anti-inflammatories, because they tend to boost stem cells. I mean, ginger or resveratrol or something like that. If you're going to do something, maybe that would be a better choice. But going to the gym,
exactly,
and working out, there you're creating inflammation in healthy tissue. So that may be not the best use of the resource that you've got when you have an infusion of supplemental stem cells.
Exactly, at least for a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Again, I want to direct people to the archive so that they can get the information about your testing service and the special that you're having on that. But 30 seconds, just take us home with a parting thought on stem cells.
Yeah, I mean, stem cells are amazing for people's health. You know, I think as you age, they decline, and there's no question about that, and they home in on inflammation, sites of inflammation. Most people with our modern civilization, we have a lot of inflammation surrounding us. It's almost inevitable. And so stem cells are extremely valuable tool.
Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.